American voices, we celebrate all that this country has to offer. So after hearing about people who do wonderful things and people's life stories, we also want to celebrate the land. So each week we invite authors to tell us about a favorite place or sound in the country. This time, author Vicki Heldrick Durand is here. Her book is called Wave Woman, The Life and Struggles of a Surfing Pioneer. Here's Vicki Heldrick Durand.
My name is Vicki Heldrick Durand. My favorite place in America is Makaha Surfing Beach, which is a beautiful crescent-shaped sandy beach about 36 miles out of Honolulu, Hawaii. Makaha Beach is probably one of the most beautiful beaches in the world. It is a crescent-shaped quarter mile of white sand with waves that breaks. They used to be 20 to 30 foot waves in the winter. And so it's very spectacular. It's like an encased, beautiful spot. The water, it's clear, turquoise, many colors of blue and turquoise. And my mother started surfing at 41 when I was 14, and she wanted me to surf with her. And so we took up surfing together. My mother was actually like my sister because we surfed together. That brought on a special camaraderie, and we talked about waves and challenging ourselves. And we had a circle of friends that we surfed with, both her age and my age and in between. And we camped out at Makaha and made big bonfires at night. Friends came and we slept. She cooked. She was a great barbecuer and cooking out over an open fire. There were hardly any lights, so the skies were spectacular at night, and we were just right there with nature, enjoying friends and the surf and the surfing beginning. We surfed at the renaissance of the surfing culture as we know it today. And it was just the best life possible to be able to do that with your mother when my friends were having problems with their mother and wanted my mother to be their mother. So it was really a very special growing up that I treasure more and more every day. It was all really great. It was being in the water with her. She was on the first surfing team invited to Lima in 1957. And I was very proud of her because she took second in the contest at Makaha in 1956, which made it possible for her to be invited on the team. But then when she went to Lima, she won this huge silver trophy. And so I was always very proud of her. She was the perfect mother for me. Everybody loved my mother. She had a very special way about her and a philosophy, and this just endeared her to everybody. And she was a pioneer in many, many things besides surfing. Flying, she was a dental hygienist, the second class out of USC when it was a brand new profession. She believed that she could do whatever she wanted. She had no limitations. My mother built a house on the beach, and we went there and camped on the property, and we slept on the beach for about 3 years before she built her house. That was probably the most fun. After she built the house, it was still great, but it never replaced those 3 years that we had camping on the beach. She was independent, and she fostered independence in me. Like when I was 12 years old, when we were living in California, she put me on a plane to visit my aunt and uncle. My uncle was the superintendent of the leper colony in Molokai, the island, Kalapapa. And I spent the summer at a leper colony, and you had to be 12 to get in there because leprosy, they found the cure, but it was still not totally handled. So I fell in love with Hawaii, and I came back home, and I just laid around and cried and moped because I missed Hawaii. So she listened. She always listened to me, and she said, okay, I'm going to go and see what it's like over there. So the following summer, she went, and she also fell in love with it, and she decided that we would move in 3 months. She said, the day after Christmas of 1954, we'll be on the plane. And the day after Christmas of 1954 came, and my sister and my mother and myself boarded the plane for Hawaii. And she spent the rest of her years here in Hawaii. And she was adventurous, and she believed in trying anything at least once, that anything exciting at least once. I think I have a sense of adventures somewhat, and I think it's due to her. Her life was about creating projects. And then when she lost her eyesight with macular degeneration, I thought, you know, this is just the worst thing that could ever happen to her. But she said, no, I'm glad that I've lost my eyesight rather than my ability to hear. Her brother was deaf from a young age and red lips. And she said, no, I'm glad I just lost my eyesight rather than my hearing, because I can still hear music and the news. And she knew more about what was happening in the world than any of us did. And so when she can no longer create with her hands, she started writing haiku poetry about her life and her philosophy and her experiences in her younger, you know, in her younger days. So she actually put a book together of haiku and sold it. It was just Xeroxed, and that was another reason I thought, there has to be a better book about this. So that was another one of my inspirations, was to make a really good book about her life. You know, I think she knew that she was very important to me. And when she knew she was dying the night before, I spent the last week with her here in Honolulu, because she was having outpatient antibiotic into a stent. She developed a blood disease. And she said, I'm going up. I'm not going down. And you have to accept this. You just have to. And I took a big gulp and said, I'll try. So I think that statement, and in the end, she lived to be 98 and a half. And so in the end, there were a lot of emergency room trips, and I was always the one that took her most of the time or called the ambulance. So she knew that I was really, you know, trying to keep her alive to the last, you know, whatever. As I wrote the book, a lot of questions came up about, well, how did she feel about this? What was she thinking about this? And I didn't know. I could only piece parts of it together from the autobiography that was written at age 24, which left a lot out. But I think that's another important thing, that everybody ask the questions. How do your parents feel? What were they thinking when this happened? And I missed the boat on a lot of that. Ask the questions.
That was Vicki Heldrick Durand. Her book is called Wave Woman, The Life and Struggles of a Surfing Pioneer.